Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Kenneth Fandrick, 56, takes out a restraining order against Stephen Milner, the man with whom Fandrick's wife's allegedly having an affair. After the affair ends, Milner begins stalking the woman and her husband, going so far as to place tracking devices on their cars. Now, Fandrick's dead, found strangled to death in his car.
Nancy, Fandrick's car was found in a parking garage where he works. A coroner ruled his death to be the result of, quote, blunt force trauma to his neck. Fandrick alleged in a lawsuit against Milner that the man stalked him for more than 2 years and caused emotional harm with threats, then cut Fandrick into pieces.
Milner, 55, charged with second-degree murder, stalking, and violating a stalking order. While driving a carload of people in the Montana countryside, Carl Alden begins to act erratically. After arguing with a 14-year-old girl, he pulls a gun and shoots the girl and another teen in the head. Three people escape after Alden drives into a ditch. Cops find the 14-year-old still in the SUV, bleeding and showing possible signs of sex assault.
Alden was allegedly on meth at the time of the incident, Nancy. Alden's bond was set at $1.5 million. Alden's rap sheet shows he served 5 years of federal supervision after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter.
Alden, 32, arrested on attempted rape, attempted murder, and weapons. More crime and justice news after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A driver has been arrested for allegedly running into a bicyclist and then fatally stabbing him on a Southern California roadway. Van Roy Evans Smith of Long Beach was taken into custody on suspicion of murder for the attack Wednesday in Dana Point. He remains jailed without bail. 58-year-old Dr. Michael John Mamone of Laguna Beach was in a bike lane on the Pacific Coast Highway around 3 p.m. last Wednesday when he was struck from behind by a Lexus sedan in an intersection. The driver then stabbed Mamone, who was pronounced dead at a hospital. Bystanders held Smith for sheriff's deputies. He was arrested and a knife was seized. Smith didn't have any known connection to Mamone, and investigators are still trying to determine a motive for the killing. Prosecutors in San Francisco have dropped all charges against two men accused in the murder of famed private investigator Jack Palladino, citing a lack of evidence. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
Palladino, whose clients included presidents, corporate whistleblowers, and Hollywood moguls, died February 1, 2021 outside his home after suffering a brain injury resulting from a drive-by attempt to rob his camera. The 76-year-old man fell and hit his head, but not before snapping photos of the two men driving by. Police used the photos to track down and arrest the men, but the district attorney's office dismissed the case after a witness admitted he never saw one of the men in the passenger seat attempt to steal the camera through the car window.
The San Francisco Public Defender's Office also said in a statement that the suspect's DNA was not found on the camera. A man who pleaded guilty in the 1997 killing of an 88-year-old Michigan woman has been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison in the long unsolved case. A Genesee County judge sentenced 43-year-old Michael Adam Burr to a minimum of 120 to 240 months for second-degree murder and 120 to 240 months for first-degree criminal sexual conduct in the slaying of Mary Prier. Both sentences will run concurrently. Burr was also ordered to face mandatory lifetime electronic monitoring and register as a sex offender for life. Burr had pleaded guilty to the charges in December following his 2021 arrest in Prier's death. In exchange for his plea, prosecutors agreed to dismiss a kidnapping charge he had faced. Suspected serial killer Warren Forrest has been found guilty by a Southwest Washington jury for slaying 17-year-old Martha Morrison of Portland, Oregon, nearly 50 years ago. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
After about 90 minutes of deliberation, the Clark County, Washington jury found Forrest guilty of first-degree murder. Morrison's remains were discovered October 12, 1974, by members of a hunting party in a densely wooded area of Dole Valley in eastern Clark County. However, the remains weren't identified until 2015, when her DNA was discovered on the grip of a dart gun found at Forrest's home.
Prosecutors filed the murder charge against Forrest in late 2019.
Dakota Horger, 27, causes a scene at a Disney restaurant screaming at employees. When a security officer asked him to leave, Horger hits him repeatedly with a cardboard poster tube, yelling, "What are you going to do about it?" Well, finally, a Florida cop drags Horger out of the park, arresting him for battery and DC disorderly conduct. Happiest place on earth? Finally, with him gone. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.